Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so this is actually a redo for November 4th, Neptune, Mermaids, and Jesus, the Planet of Dreams, and Spirituality Breakdown. When I recorded this show, I was so happy. I was getting some great insights, but unfortunately, the recording didn't take. I had a poor recording. I listened back to the show, and no, I couldn't hear anything. I think the only thing you can hear is the song that I played, which is, of course, the song with some buzzing. So hopefully I'm going to recap and try to do justice to this podcast audio. So many people are listening. They're coming back to re-listen. So if you're one of those to re-listen again or you're new to this archive, I'm doing this again. So, Neptune, Mermaids, and Jesus, the Planet of Dreams, Spirituality Breakdown. Well, I started off doing the show basically informing about the planet Neptune itself. Neptune is the planet of dreams, fantasies, imaginations, even hallucinations. Illusions. It can be a combination of all those things. Trying to discern your reality with Neptune can be quite difficult, unless you're a Virgo. Unless you're a very focused Capricorn, perhaps. But even still, with having an innate ability to be grounded, depending on your sign, of course, we all have some earth elements there. If Neptune captures you, you could really be lost in the dream world. You ever notice someone who's like always daydreaming? And it's just like it's something that they always do. You try to have conversations with them, you try to speak with them, and they're just kind of lost in space. They're in another reality. And this is a habitual Neptune. This is like overdrive Neptune planetary energy. You're daydreaming so much, you're imagining so much that it's affecting your waking reality. Someone may be talking to you, a friend, or you may be driving, and you ever have like those moments when you're driving and you're so caught into your imagination, your different worlds, where you kind of like blank out on what you're doing. So you have to be careful because Neptune can pull you in, it can capture you. It is the planet of the all consciousness. When we go to sleep, we are all connected through the spiritual realm, the conscious realm, and once you tap into Neptune and you're fully into it, you do get a sense of being connected to every living mind, in this sphere, in this reality. You get this feeling of oneness, this feeling of, we're all connected. But it could kind of make you crazy because Neptune, it's hard to discern, yourself, and focus on yourself. You can get wrapped into a world of dreams so much where it's hard to discern really what is real. You don't know. And so that's the dreamy part, aspect of Neptune. Neptune has a spiritual aspect to the planet. Neptune is ruled by Jupiter, or I should say exalted in Jupiter. And, Jupiter and Neptune kind of coincide. They're like married planetary couples. Jupiter gives Neptune that transcendental spiritual aspect. It harmonizes the spiritual aspect. Jupiter being of a high spiritual mind, whereas Neptune being of a high spiritual heart or high spiritual emotions, like high power driven emotions, taking you into basically a dream world or taking you into the fantasy spiritual dimensions. And I say this, fantasy, imagination, they're all connected to the spiritual realm. They're all kind of as one. There are different levels to it. There's the surface level of our daydreams and imaginations. But as you go deep into Neptune, your daydreams and imaginations start to become more than just that. You really do start to penetrate the spiritual veil of that planetary aspect, that energy that Neptune provides. And you get so kind of lost, like you're basically dipping into a pool of water, and you just get lost in this pool of water of everyone's emotions and feelings and consciousness, and you really do get a loss of self. It is that planet of selflessness where you don't really have you don't really sense your ego so much. You're really kind of in the selflessness, altruistic type of energy. So on a good day, Neptune can help you with any type of artistic project to help you, kind of like resplash in your dreams and, renew this creativity. It can also help you with forgiveness. It's a spiritual planet. It can help you to embrace this unconditional love aspect, that we humans are trying to experience on the planet. A bad day, not a worst day, but on a pretty bad day, Neptune can get you caught into addictions, emotional traumas, victimhood, martyrdom, in a sense, like you do so much for family and friends where you leave yourself hanging. You're not taking enough time to take care of yourself, right? You put your all into everything at the expense of yourself. Like, that's a sense of, the Neptune martyrdom aspects of Neptune. Okay, so I mentioned Neptune's planet ruled by Jupiter. Also, I wanted to mention, too, Neptune, I was looking at something. Neptune is said to have, like, diamond sparkly water on its planet. Let's see. Okay, if I can recall. Basically, it's the third largest it's the fourth largest planet by diameter, the third largest by mass. I mean, it's a gaseous planet. It's the eighth planet furthest from the sun. I don't see any other effects. But, what caught my interest was the diamond. I can't seem to locate it, but I remember from my notes that the planet is said to have, like, diamond sparkly water, or, like, this diamond blue sparkly water. And I've had visions of the type of water that Neptune, or the type of energy water that Neptune imbues. And it is kind of like this blue-gray but sparkly diamond-like type of water. You know what I mean? It's very transcendental. It's very, like, sparkly and, kind of like a light blue-grayish color to it, if you will. And that nature of the blue gray sparkly type color of the water, it's a symbol of the energy that Neptune gives. Neptune gives
kind of like enchantment, you know, enchantment of dreams, you know. The sign Pisces is ruled by the planet Neptune. And Pisces is a very dreamy, very psychic, very, you know, spiritual, clairvoyant sign. It definitely, you know, gets lost in the fantasy world. And it's very artistic too, because it can go in those worlds. It can go into the emotions, you know, their own and others, and really connect on those wider band of emotions. And it can really drive all that spiritual energy from being connected to everyone else's emotions. So it is a important sign, Pisces is. Pisces is known to be like the spiritual leader of the group, or I should say like connecting a bigger group together under, you know, spirituality or some type of artistic, you know, endeavor. But it's very dreamy, very transcendental, the sign Pisces. And so Neptune, the planet. And we always associate Neptune with water. Like I said, the fact said that the planet's made of gas. I mean, I'm sure there's water. From my notes, it said that it had diamond water. So I'm sure there's some type of water, you know, somewhere within those elements. But definitely we have this idea of Neptune being of water. You know, it's related to, you know, mythology, like, you know, like the god of the sea, you know, it goes by many names, Poseidon, Neptune, you know, like this idea of, you know, being underneath the sea, being the one that controls the oceans, the waters, the one that controls the heart aspect of the soul, you know, like, you know, you do have this sense of connection with the mermaids. You know, if anyone has watched the movie The Little Mermaid, Ariel, her father, I think his name is in the movie is Trident or I forget. But, you know, the king, Trident, or, you know, the god of the sea, he is a mermaid. He's like half male, half mermaid. And it's like that symbol of Neptune. Because Neptune has multiple names with this ethereal, like, sea creature figure. You know, it's a combination of, you know, this heavenly energy and this, you know, this water energy, this very spiritual energy. So it's a very higher energy into the heart, the emotional heart, the soul, and the spiritual aspect. It goes higher up from, like, the feeling body all the way up to the spiritual body, you know. So I feel like it breaks from water into the upper spheres of the celestial, you know, heavens, or, like, you know, basically the universe. I often think that with the qualities of Neptune, you could kind of say that if you looked at the universe being governed by, you know, a creator or universal goddess like figure, then Neptune would definitely be like the king, ruler aspect, or the co-partner to the universe, you know, just in the way that it flows, very, very passive, very water, very like the universe, the rules of the universe. It's just kind of like, you know, based on this aspect of Neptune. Just kind of letting go with that water passive yin principle. It is, you know, a yin element to that planet. And so, like I said, it's connected to mermaids, and it's connected to that spiritual aspect of us. And when I say, like, Jesus comes into the mix, he's connected in the sense of his mermaid-like abilities that, you know, when he came here, he had, like, this ability to transform water into wine. He had this connection with water. You know, he had this very passive yin, like, to be able to heal. And he often said, you know, he compared himself to being, like, this water, this everlasting water. You know what I mean? So his whole spiritual makeup, or his whole, you know, aspect is very mermaid, very Neptunian-like. And if you think about it, you know, what his message was, you know, treat others as you would like to treat yourself, you know, do unto others as you would do unto yourself.
you know, forgive, you know, love your brothers, you love yourself, forgiveness. These are very, you know, feminine, very yin, watery-like qualities of the spirituality. Unconditional love, turn the other cheek if someone hits you. This is very, like, higher spiritual principles that he was trying to bring down. So Jesus is heavily connected with, you know, the mermaids and the Neptune energy. He definitely comes from, like, a higher energy zone, a higher heavenly realm. I really do say that he is connected, if not, like, maybe even part mermaid, you know, part angelic, you know, from another higher dimension than us, higher than Neptune, but definitely connecting with the energy, the positive aspects of, you know, the planet Neptune and the mermaid quality of that. So going into it further, I just want to say that, okay, Neptune can go so wrong for us, right? How can it go wrong for us? Neptune, if you have the negative aspects of the planet, we're talking about addictions, emotional, very strong, high-powered emotional addictions. It could be emotional addictions, addictions with drugs, alcohol, you know, name, take your pick. It could be emotional addictions in relationships. You can't seem to get out of a downward spiral. Basically, anything that you can't, if your heart is so unbalanced, like you went through something, and sometimes people have a hard time reconciling with their heart or getting into the heart chakra and healing it. They may have been wounded emotionally. And instead of dealing with that and healing internally, oftentimes what we do is we down, you know, our sorrows in emotional addiction land, the negative aspect of Neptune. We go, you know, so far into that realm, and we use that as like medicine. You know, that's temporary medicine for us, but it's really not medicine at all. It just makes the addiction grow, and it doesn't get to the root of your heart travails. It doesn't really heal. It just makes your life kind of slowly but surely go into a downward spiral. Like, when you get into the addiction, you know, realm and the terminology of that, you're definitely having an excessive behavior that's most likely not conducive to your well-being. You know, you're substituting an addiction for an emotional response, you know what I mean, like a type of healing emotional response. And that's never the way to go. The positive aspect of Neptune is the spiritual part. You know, it's the dreamy part. Getting to something creative, artistic even, can help heal, you know, many times, you know, your emotions very, very easily. And I've talked to artists all the time, and it does have a healing effect. You think about, like, certain therapies, like art therapy, music, sound therapy that they have for certain people in rehab. These things work. They're natural-based therapies, and they work. They open up the creative aspect of people. And when people dive into this stuff, it is very healing. Like, I often recommend for everyone to really have some type of experience with that and to do it in a serious context and to really try to, you know, draw out your creative flair, draw out this way to communicate your heart with the physical realm. And it's very soothing and very healing. That is a positive aspect of Neptune. If you don't fancy yourself as an artist, you can always go spiritual. You can pray. You can get into meditations, and you can get into, like, visualizations is like another way of imagining. It's another word saying, like, focused imaginations, but kind of using your imaginations to affect your, you know, real life, or I should say your present moment. Like, you want something to happen for you in your present moment reality, not necessarily some, you know, other fantasy world that maybe, like, you fantasize about being in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Like, no, you take your imaginations more, you know, day-to-day, more in your reality. That's when we call it visualization. So then you take it more serious. So this is good for the practical types, for those signs, and, you know, who are more earth-like, you know, Taurus, Capricorns, Virgos. Like, if you're more practical and grounded, maybe, you know, like, this dreamy stuff is not going to work for you. So take it as a visualization aspect then. You could still stimulate your creativity, your imagination, and you're still being spiritual, but you're using it in a more practical way of visualization, meditation, like focus, like this is how I want my day to go, you know, how am I going to be able to get the best productivity with my dream career, how do I plan to get that, and you visualize it like step by step, you know, in this meditation that you do, you know, daily, whenever you feel, you know, the time to do it. But, you know, for those practical types, that's a good way to enhance your spiritual aspect of that planetary energy through more visualization rather than just kind of dreamland fantasy, just, you know, putting yourself in like a different world, different character. Maybe you might have superpowers. But for those who are able to do it, you know, who don't mind, that is actually real positive energy. When you just fantasize like that, like maybe you want to be a superhero. I know people who are into the Marvel comics and, you know, the Comic Cons, and, you know, they love putting themselves in those roles, and it's okay. It doesn't have to be, you know, real to your experience here. When you do that, you're stimulating your spiritual body. You're making it stronger and bigger, and, you know, it does protect you the more you put energy into it. You kind of wrap yourself in your own little bubble. I kind of want to say that. You do it so often, you end up, like, having this huge spiritual body that you're wrapped in, which is your own energy. And sometimes you could tell people who are, like, doing it excessively, you know, you Pisces types. It's not just Pisces, but it can be anyone who's really into dreaming and fantasizing too much. You can kind of tell those dreamers, you know, like they could be walking down the street and just like looking up, like really staring into oblivion and just so happy. Like, it's just like, what are they thinking about? Like, they're stuck in their imagination land, and it fulfills them. You know, it's very positive imaginations, not the dark imaginations, because sometimes our minds can go dark. And that will be the negative aspect of Neptune once again. Anytime the emotions take a downward spiral and it's dark and negative, that's definitely like, you know, the non-balanced part. Oh, well, if you the other side, the flip of the coin of Neptune, the duality part. So we have positive and negative aspects in the universe. So it is definitely that dark side of things. So let's see, I tried to break that down as quickly as I could, because I just want to make sure that I get everything, you know, recorded here. Now, from what I remember, the previous recording that didn't really make it all the way, I talked about the mermaids, I talked about Jesus, I talked about Neptune. I think I went into more of the mermaids the last time, so I just want to make sure I don't forget anything. Okay, the mermaids realm. Okay, so the mermaids, they have there's different dimensions, and there's different types of mermaids. There is of course, the physical plane mermaids that are on the same level as us, and they don't really get too well of a reputation. The physical plane mermaids. I've actually heard stories that they're known for kind of just like drowning people, and, you know, it's like very, some very negative stereotype, kind of based to like the sirens, Greek myths and stuff like that, like they would drown sailors. I've heard of these reports still going on in Africa, places of like Africa, and where their people are really afraid of mermaids, and they're not like the cute, cuddly ones from the movie Little Mermaid. Like, they kind of have like a hideous look, or for some of these mermaid types here. But that's just like one type of mermaids, and not to try to stereotype all the mermaids here in this plane, because I really think that there is some real beef going on between certain groups of mermaids and certain cultures of just like how the way things are. So there is some politics, there is some definite politics on the earth plane. But those are the more physical aspect mermaids. The higher mermaids that, you know, I'm really referring to, that I started this show off with, it's kind of the spiritual mermaids. They live on the interdimensional planes. They live on a higher energy planes. you know, these energy planes are where, you know, angels come from, fairies, mermaids, you know, Yeshua, Jesus comes from, like, a high, like, dimensional realm. Like, the energy is high. It's, like, this really high, like, white aura type energy. So these beings are living on an energy plane, and they're more energetic. They're not as physical and dense as we are on this plane. They're, you know, they do have bodies, but, like, they, when I say, like, they have higher energy, they have higher vibration, higher feeling. Things are a lot positive, a lot different in their realms. So, you know, I'm talking about those mermaids. Those are the mermaids that I feel like we get our good stories from, you know, like our positive myths, right? Our positive stories come from the mermaids that come from the upper realms. And so they do exist. They do exist on those dimensional planes, and we're all kind of like parallel to each other. Like in a, you know, if you ever watch the show Sliders, the show Sliders kind of explains like this idea of parallel Earths. Well, just imagine instead of parallel Earths that there are parallel dimensions, and it's just like energy zones or energy wheels or you know, energy pockets, envelopes that go around, you know, the Earth. Like how an onion has many layers, the Earth has many energy layers, and different energy layers has a different reality or, you know, different dimension, but it's based on energy. Like the rules are different. You know, the rules apply more to the universe. From experience, I find when I would do my dream walking and connecting to these dimensional planes, it seems though when you get higher into energy, into those realities, it seems like things are easier to manifest. Like you can create things very easily just based on your thoughts, and they become very material, very very quickly, or I should say like their version of material, you know, form. It's just very easy to create, and it feels better. It feels more energetic. It feels more real actually, because those realms adhere more to universal principles. So you know, the more you adhere to the divine feminine universal principles, you know, and you know, to the energy, like those realms are going to feel a lot better, and they're going to feel a lot more real than our world. Our world is really, really dense. It's really holographic, as they say. You get into the metaphysical material, like it's true what they say. Like this plane of existence, our Earth, is very holographic. It's very dense. It's the least real. We think of our world as real, right? It's going back to the Matrix movie. Like, what is real but based on our perception? Like, once you start experiencing these different dimensions, if you, you know, what they call, like, astral travel, or, you know, like, maybe you get there through meditation, you know, this desire, like, I want something better, I want to travel in my dreams, you're going to start experiencing your soul, when it's ready, it'll start traveling to these other dimensional planes, these energy zones, and you'll experience this. Your experiences is going to be, like, off the wall. You're going to be like, Joy, I can't believe it. Like, you're right. Like, this is crazy. This feels so much better. You're going to be, and who knows, you could probably get high enough to get to the mermaid realm. They do exist on a higher realm, but definitely to understand the mermaids is to understand positive aspects of our Neptune planet that's in our own solar system, positive attributes of forgiveness, unconditional love, you know, dream, positive dreams and imagination, connected to the oneness. We're all connected consciously. Getting into that and practicing those concepts, you'll start to tip your energy to this mermaid vibration, right? So the more you do it, the more you can connect to their realm, and you can get, like, some healing information from them. You know, these are places that are connected to Jesus. Like, you can get some actual information and that you can bring down into your existence when you wake up and just like, yeah, I just had an experience with a mermaid or, you know, angelic being, and it was great. And, you know, you get this energy and you get this message, and it really helps build your life, you know. This is for everyone to do. Like, it's not just for a certain few. It's not just for me, for Joy, or any of the other gurus or spiritual teachers, sages. Anyone can do this, you know. It just takes will, intention, a little bit of faith, you know, just, you know,
give yourself the benefit of doubt, just so you can allow yourself to believe a little bit, open up your mind a little bit, and just go for it and start practicing and nurturing your spirit to experience and expand your, you know, what's out there, you know what I mean? And just try to add these experiences to yourself. And by doing that, you actually are cultivating your spiritual body, and you're becoming more of a mature being. You know, that's the object of living here, is to evolve, right? To evolve our spirit, to become more, you know, more mature, more grown up, right, in a sense. So that's something to think about. These things are meant to help. If you're not so much into Jesus and the principles, he has, you know, high principles of turning the other cheek, unconditional love, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But maybe you might want to get into the mermaids. Because mermaids, if you think about it, it's all similar in what they're teaching, this high emotional connection to everyone, this love principle. You know, we are all like the same being, right? So get into that you know, that transcendental, you know, kind of sparkly energy, right, of Neptune, and just embrace it. You know what I mean? Allow it to unfold. There's nothing wrong with that. So, okay, so we're 30 minutes in. Now, let's see. I'm going to pick out an angelic card for this recording. Okay. So, good news. I've gotten the Nine of Earth. And I feel like the Nine of Earth card is a symbol for us on the ground to just kind of get into our oneness, you know, like our practical skills. Oftentimes the spirituality, we just kind of keep it to ourselves, like, you know, in our minds, to make it thought-based, and you know, we have the strong emotions to it. But a lot of times we don't tend to bring that emotion and that thought downward to make it physical somehow. So, interesting, I got the Nine of Earth. It's a very practical, traditional card of just kind of embracing tradition and, you know, stories and whatnot. Maybe the way to make it real for you, like these principles and everything, is to kind of put it into practice. You know, maybe try one day, if you have like a disagreement with someone, whether your neighbor or someone at work, try a social experiment just for one day, you know, these principles into action, and really try to look to them and see them as you see yourself. Treat them as you really would treat yourself. Like, really put that love principle out there into motion, into action, and just see how it is for a day. And, like, write it in a journal, you know, before and after, and you will get the full embodiment of that spiritual experience. But now you made it practical. You made it, you know, you made it more real into your body, I should say, or you made it more aware of, you know, like the whole experience of your soul. You made it more alive because you embedded everything into your body. Like you brought everything down, and now it's put into motion. Now it's put into action. Now you actually have an experience. You wrote it down. Now you have a memory. Now the body is just, you know, the archive to your soul anyway, to your subconscious mind. So now you have that energy downloaded as a memory into your body, and it's going to make you stronger spiritually because now you have that memory. In theory, you have to do less work, really. When you start practicing spiritual techniques, you really do less work in terms of how you feel and things that you might have to do, you know, like if you have healing issues. You do less work than most people. So that's kind of like the positive aspect of, you know, taking some practices, you know, just doing this more regularly. You know what I mean? If it's even something small as writing in a journal, like, you know, every day, it's like your spiritual kind of philosophy or thought or, you know, happening, or maybe you might try a meditation, or like I said, maybe you might try the experiment, you know, treating others as you would treat yourself. Maybe just choosing one person as your, you know, social experiment to test that out and to see how it changes you, because you want to test to see how it changes you and it affects you, your whole self, your whole essence,
You know, ideally, it really should change the energy that you have from within, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that whole change from within, because that's going to affect your without. That's going to affect your physical doing of everything and your behavior. And people are going to actually see, if you keep it up, people actually notice you and see what you're doing, and then you're going to help them start their own little spiritual journey. Because we learn from other people, you know. We actually learn more by watching others and knowing what others are doing, you know what I mean? As opposed to being told what to do, we learn most, best really, by watching others. So you could be a beacon for someone just trying out your spiritual like practice, whatever you decide it to be. So that would be my Neptune, Mermaids, and Jesus. You could pick any one of those really to get into if you wanted to practice daydreaming more. They have walking meditations where you kind of like have music and you really just kind of this art of just like zoning out or putting yourself into trances. That's definitely Neptunian frequency. Or you might just want to get into the mermaid culture, and that's always fun, like learning about the mermaids and the different lore behind it. Look at the stories, you know, pick into the stories of the myths of the god of the sea, you know. So these things are very connected to our culture, even though you kind of have to understand some of these stories might be based on different realms, different dimensions, but it's all connected to our earth anyway. So just think about it. It all connects to you somehow. You can use this information. So, okay. Hopefully, this is good food for your soul, good information. Today I have the crystals for today will be rose quartz and clear terminated quartz. Point between the clear terminated quartz and the rose quartz, they make a beautiful, very feminine, very spiritual yin energy. Very spiritual. I really do think, though, the pictures that I have up in the slideshow of the blue, of the light blue, the turquoise, the sparkles, that's more of the Neptune dreamy aspect that I wanted to portray. So, you know, there's the lighter shades, though, too. So you got the white, the pink, the kind of iridescent, etheric, rainbow-like qualities in both the clear crystals and the light blue crystals. So that this is this symbol of Neptune. This is a symbol of the spiritual energy that I'm talking about. You have to kind of use these colors, these visuals, this energy, or, you know, the song that was played before was a very Neptune dreamy-like song. You have to do what you can to suppress your subconscious mind, getting yourself involved with this energy if it's foreign to you. Like the song I played earlier, it's actually by an artist named Grimes. And it's off her album, Visions. And that whole album, Visions, is very fantasy, very Neptune, very dream escape-like. The artist herself is actually a Pisces. She's between, like, Pisces and Aries. Her birthday, I think, was, like, April. I think it's April 12th. I'm not too sure. Let me see. Kind of forget. Let me look up her birthday real quick. Grimes, the artist is, how it's spelled is Grimes, and she has, her music is very Neptune, it's very Piscean. Okay, it's March, I'm sorry, not April, March 17th, I remember she was between a Pisces and an Aries, she was on, like, the cusp, so she just makes the cusp, but she's considered a Pisces. Her music, if you listen to her music, it's very out of this world, out of this plane, really. It's very ethereal, it's very, but more fantasy, more just kind of like escapism. Like Neptune is known for that, for just really escaping reality. But it's kind of like a travel, like journey, like type of escapism. It sounds pretty wild. Some of the music. It's weird because her song sounds very soothing and transcendental, but it also kind of scary because
the effect that it has is so strong, it really can take you out, you know, further out there. And some people may not like that lack of control. Definitely the earthier signs, they like to be more rooted and grounded in reality, where some people who don't have an issue with Neptune, they love to be kind of flighty and just like, you know, like on another level, like on their tippy toes, and just, you know, just dreaming outward, like anything's possible, like any kind of fantasy is viable to them. And they're okay, they're very comfortable with being in the outside world. Yeah, the outside world of reality. But yeah, the artist is grunge. And so you should definitely listen to her music. Her album is Visions. She can find her music. I mean, there's samples of her music on things like YouTube and SoundCloud. But I really do like this artist, and I really do feel like she embodies that whole Neptune, very escapism type of feel, that very dreamy type feel. Okay, let's see. Oh, okay, it says that she's actually influenced by Mariah Carey. That's interesting. Yeah, so she is definitely a Pisces. I think it's interesting she's influenced by Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey, I'll just say this, when Mariah Carey came out, Mariah Carey had a very spiritual aspect to her too, you know, with how she sung her songs. And there are certain times that I would see her on stage, she kind of had like a luminescent, dreamy look about herself too. She's different now, but when she first came out, if you look at her as like a younger female artist, she did have kind of like a dreamier like look. And you know, her singing is more, you could feel the spirituality in some of Mariah Carey's songs. So I think it's interesting that she is connected to that, because Pisces is a very spiritual sign. So, and she happens to be a Pisces. So Grimes, she's mixing that spiritual, but more with like this kind of like travel, you know, electronic, you know, out there type rhythm. Like, you know, this might be a very feminine, soft sound, but it's gonna take you. It's gonna rock you out your socks, basically. I feel like she's trying to do both of, you know, those levels, those dualities of feminine and masculine, with the Pisces feminine, and then she's on the cusp of Aries, which is masculine. So she wants to try to make that like harder somehow. Like the softness, she makes it harder somehow. Sometimes you listen to the music, you really feel like you could wake up in like a different realm. Yeah, you got to be careful how much it can actually affect you. Like the music is very. Music affects us. It does connect to our higher energy bodies, our higher spiritual bodies, and sometimes it can transport you out. I mean, I've heard of people say that when they listen to certain styles of music, depending on what it might be for you, you might be into classical music, but whatever you like to listen to, and you listen to it, and sometimes you feel like, you know, you're being transported. You know, you're going to a heavenly realm, or, you know what I mean, you lose yourself easily with the music, like you're floating, you know, you're flying with them as they're singing. They're taking you with them as they're singing. So it's not just about notes, it's the energy behind it, it's the spiritual aspect behind it. And they can transport you along with them, the singers, the artists can. So that's the show. I mean, this is going to be the upload, so... You know, you guys who are listening back, those who listened before, just, you know, listen back again. I'm going to just send out more reminders and just see how you guys like it. Unfortunately, we couldn't hear the first recording for some reason. There's some technical glitches there, but hopefully this is worth it, this re-upload. I think I've mentioned more things about Neptune this time around, but it's basically a spiritual positive planet of, you know, the minds of imaginations, like using the imaginations in a positive sense to heal and to uplift your spiritual body. So it's like a positive aspect. Let's not get into the addiction part or the martyrdom or self-sacrifice, victimhood too much.
let's just nurture ourselves and try to connect with, you know, with others as well, but in like a balanced, you know, we got to remember, excuse me, I think I'm going overboard. I'm talking about balancing. I think I'm talking about too much. But I just wanted to remind everyone, you got to be balanced with Neptune, because Neptune can easily draw you overboard with the emotion. It's a high emotional octave planet. Like, it can really drive you overboard. So you want to, like, always remember to keep balanced with that, with the emotions, and have some kind of foot in reality, right? Some type of groundedness, so you don't lose yourself entirely. Like, your whole mind is –